Proclamation number 3479 of 10th of May, 1945. Demise of the world. The end of the world is the end of a redemption period and the beginning of a new epoch, which again has the redemption of the still unfree spiritual as its purpose. For the time being, the earth as such will completely change, i.e., its external form will not remain the same, but the earth's surface will be completely destroyed by the forces of the earth's interior, and this will understandably result in the perishing of all creatures on earth. All living creations, animal and plant life, will be destroyed, and even the hardest matter, the rock, will experience a change within itself, and this signifies the end for humanity living on earth, the downfall of what is visible to its eye, although the earth will still exist as a heavenly body. In God's eternal plan of salvation, this change of the earth is intended as a means of regaining the spiritual, and thus what God has proclaimed through seers and prophets since the beginning of this redemptive epoch will inevitably come to pass. But people do not believe it and will therefore fall into deepest despair if they experience this end unprepared. People are unfamiliar with the fact that all events, every work of creation and every creature only has the spiritual maturing as its aim, and since they don't look at earthly life with a spiritual eye, they only see the course of earthly events and also deny every cosmic change, thus also a downfall of this earth. And they are difficult to instruct and therefore cannot be persuaded to change their lives in accordance with the approaching end and to prepare themselves. They reject every hint and are more than ever addicted to earthly goods, the striving for which keeps them completely away from spiritual striving. And even hardship does not make them more accessible to ideas which touch them mentally or through mediators from the spiritual kingdom. And that is why the time is approaching when the old earth will be dissolved, because a change of thinking, a spiritual ascent among humanity can no longer be expected. Thus people themselves determine when the end will come, for God foresaw people's will from eternity. He foresaw their complete turning away from himself, and he foresaw the futility of the old earth's continued existence. And in his merciful love, he uses new means to win people's souls. He lets a new earth arise which contains the fallen spiritual again, which now has to go the long and agonizing path through the new creation again, but which once again has the possibility to strive towards God in free will and to redeem itself from the form. And he still tries to spare the people of the old earth this renewed path through creation in the lost days by pointing them again and again to the end, to the hour of judgment and condemnation, by letting speakers arise amongst them who proclaim his word, who are to present the consequences of their way of life to people in order to persuade them to change their will. But in the last days, all those who preach God's word will be persecuted, and this will be the most difficult time for the believers, who shall be deprived of all support. But then God will reveal himself to his own, and his word will sound directly and indirectly to them. He will awaken people amongst the believers through whose spirit he will make himself known. And his own will be strengthened and consolidate their faith. They will confidently await the end. They will stand firm and defy all threats from the world, for they will feel their Father close by, and all fear and anxiety will fall away from them as soon as his word sounds audibly. And he will be in the midst of those who long for him. He will show himself to them and, through his presence, lower deepest peace into the hearts of those who are worthy of his nearness. And their confessing courage will grow, They will unabashedly stand up for the name of God. They will profess to be followers of Christ and not fear death. They will await His coming in hope for redemption from utmost adversity. But the flock of believers will be small. Amidst living devils will only ever be a few who carry God into their hearts and are in intimate contact with Him. And where God Himself dwells visibly or invisibly to human eyes, the devils will be powerless, even though they seek the lifts of Jesus' followers and use all conceivable means to make them apostate to Him. The power of God is stronger and even God's adversary is powerless against it. And the end will come when the adversity appears unbearable. Then the Lord Himself will come in the clouds and fetch His own home into His kingdom. Then the old earth will pass away. It will be a downfall for all people living on earth. It is the end of a redemption era and the beginning of a new one, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.